Well, neighbor Faithful, let us leave him and talk of things that more immediately concern ourselves. Tell me now, what have you met with in the way as you came? For I know you have met with some things, or else it may be writ for a wonder.
Well, I escaped the slough that I perceived you fell into, and got up to the gate without that danger. Only I met with one whose name was Wanton, who had like to have done me a mischief.
Oh, it was well you escaped her net. Joseph was hard put to it by her, and he escaped her as you did. But it had like to have cost him his life. But what did she do to you?
You cannot think but that you know something. What a flattering tongue she had. She lay at me hard to turn aside with her, promising me all manner of content.
Nay, she did not promise you the content of a good conscience.
You know what I mean. All carnal and fleshly content.
Thank God you have escaped her. The abhorred of the Lord shall fall into her ditch.
Nay, I know not whether I did wholly escape her or no.
Why? I trow you did not consent to her desires.
No, not to defile myself, for I remembered an old writing that I had seen which said, her steps take hold on hell. So I shut mine eyes, because I would not be bewitched with her looks. And she railed on me, and I went my way.
Did you meet with no other assault as you came?
Mm-hmm. When I came to the foot of the hill called Difficulty, I met with a very aged man, who asked me what I was and whither bound. I told him that I'm a pilgrim, going to the celestial city. Then said the old man, thou lookest like an honest fellow. Wilt thou be content to dwell with me for the wages that I shall give thee? Then I asked him his name and where he dwelt. He said his name was Adam the First, and that he dwelt in the town of Deceit. I asked him then what was his work, and what the wages he would give. He told me that his work was many delights, his wages that I should be his heir at the last.
Mm-hmm.
I further asked him what house he kept, and what other servants he had. So he told me that his house was maintained with all the dainties in the world, and that his servants were those of his own begetting. Then I asked if he had any children. He said that he had but three daughters, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and that I should marry them all if I would. Then I asked how long he would have me to live with him, and he told me as long as he lived himself.
Well, and what conclusion came the old man and you to at last?
Why, at first I found myself somewhat inclinable to go with the man, for I thought he spake very fair. But looking in his forehead as I talked with him, I saw there written, put off the old man with his deeds.
And how then?
Then it came burning hot into my mind. Whatever he said and however he flattered, when he got me home to his house, he would sell me for a slave. So I bid him forbear to talk, for I would not come near the door of his house. Then he reviled me and told me that he would send such a one after me that should make my way bitter to my soul. So I turned to go away from him. Just as I turned myself to go thence, I felt him take hold of my flesh and give me such a deadly twitch back that I thought he had pulled part of me after himself. This made me cry, oh, wretched man! So I went on my way up the hill. And when I had got about halfway up, I looked behind and saw one coming after me, swift as the wind. So he overtook me just about the place where the settle stands.
Just there did I sit down to rest me. But being overcome with sleep, I there lost this roll out of my bosom.
Good brother, hear me out. So soon as the man overtook me, he was but a word and a blow, for down he knocked me and laid me for dead. When I was a little come to myself again, I asked him wherefore he served me so. He said because of my secret inclining to Adam the First. And with that he struck me another deadly blow on the breast and beat me down backward. So I lay at his foot as dead as before. So when I came to myself again, I cried him mercy. But he said, I know not how to show mercy. And with that he knocked me down again. He had doubtless made an end of me. But that one came by, bid him forbear.
Who was that that bid him forbear?
I did not know him at first. But as he went by, I perceived the holes in his hands and in his side. Then I concluded he was our Lord. So I went up the hill.
That man that overtook you was Moses. He spareth none, neither knoweth he how to show mercy to those that transgress his law.
I know it very well. It was not the first time that he has met with me. was he that came to me when I dwelt securely at home, that told me he would burn my house over my head if I stayed there.
But did you not see the house that stood there on the top of the hill, on the side of which Moses met you?
Yes, and the lions too, before I came at it. But for the lions, I think they were asleep, for it was about noon. And because I had so much of the day before me, I passed by the porter and came down the hill.
He told me, indeed, that he saw you go by. But I wish you had called at the house, for they would have showed you so many rarities that you would scarce have forgot them to the day of your death. But pray, tell me, did you meet nobody in the Valley of Humility?